It's Saturday morning in Blacktown Arcade, and Tess Sayas, a member from Handom Pinoy, are opening up what used to be a travel agency. Their plans for the day? Giving out groceries and gift cards to international students.
When we realized, or when we heard the news, that the tourism businesses and, you know, the restaurants, when they started to stand down their employees, we thought that the first ones to be affected will be the international students, which was true. So that's when we got together and we asked ourselves, what can we do? And the first thing that we thought of were food packages.
Since the lockdowns, international students have been one of the most vulnerable during the crisis. There are at least 200,000 international students living here in New South Wales, and the majority of them are struggling to get by as they're eligible for JobKeeper and JobSeeker programs. This led to volunteers and community groups to come together and lend a hand to those who were impacted the hardest. Alyssa Yao is one of those students. She used to work in a 5-star hotel in Town Hall while studying commercial cookery.
When I heard that we international students are not able to access JobKeeper, JobSeeker, and other benefits, I was frustrated, but I learned how to make use of the resources that I have and just go with the flow. I was very thankful and grateful, of course, because I was able to find home even if I was far away from my family, and they were also a big help for us international students to get by during this pandemic.
Tess Manalang, who runs Love in Action, a Christian-based nonprofit organization, has also helped international students. Students see her as a second mom, and she has heard some stories about the exploitation that they go through as they struggle to find new work.
So one time, there's application that she did, and the guy who talked to him tried to even ask if they can have, you know, the bad word, you know, S-E-X, you know. But she's just applying as a nanny to the children. A lot of those are corresponding to them, asking them for that, which is no good, demoralizing.
Recently, the New South Wales government has released the Temporary Crisis Accommodation Scheme, which would help international students find accommodation during the pandemic. However, community groups and international students think that the government should do more. Alyssa's mentioned how other states and countries has provided financial aid for their international students.
I've heard that in international students in Melbourne, as well as in New Zealand, were able to access financial aid. So I think we also deserve that because we are contributing a lot, especially in the taxes here.
I think it was Migrante, that's a Filipino organization as well. They launched a petition to the government to financial assistance to international students as well, similar to JobKeeper package.
You know, a lot of countries been helping other countries when there's a calamity that strike their country. So why can't we help whoever already in our jurisdiction?
Sean Stimson works for Redfern Legal Center, an organization partnered with Study New South Wales. And he shares that there are lots of resources that they provide to help with international students during the crisis.
There is a really good website, which is study.sydney programs COVID-19 response. And that particular website has significant amount of information around what is being done by state government, what they've actually funded to support international students during COVID-19. And as I say, it touches on New South Wales health, it touches on the accommodation, crisis accommodation, it touches on the ability for a student to access free legal advice through our centre, Redfern Legal Centre. With any project or scheme as large as the crisis accommodation, I think it was fundamentally important that they ironed out all of the issues or potential issues for those applicants. And I think that's probably taken some of the time to actually have it rolled out to the international student community.
International students are grateful to what the community has done for them and will continue to try to survive and stay strong during the pandemic. This is Ariel Sudario reporting for Razor's Edge.